Psalm 134. This is the last one we're going to do tonight. It's the last of the Psalms of Ascent, and it's kind of fitting as a final psalm because it's a call to come and praise the Lord. Another very short psalm, and it simply says in verse 1, "Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who stand by night in the house of the Lord." And again, some of you have a song going through your head. Don't sing it out. But when you go home, I mean, sing it all the way home as loud as you want in the car. Some of you guys don't know what song that is, but that's all right. It's old. And those of you that know it probably are too. But, you know, we've covered several times in our study of the Psalms that when the psalmist says, "Bless the Lord," it's not speaking of the same blessing that you might give to me or I might give to you. Because ultimately, you know, God can't receive anything from us that he needs, and there's nothing that he doesn't already have. So a human can never actually give to God that kind of a blessing. The Hebrew word that is translated here, bless, for in this thing of bless the Lord, actually can be translated to kneel before the Lord. And so the implication is to bless the Lord as an act of adoration, as an act of praise. Come bless the Lord. Come adore the Lord. Come and kneel before the Lord, right? And the idea also of standing by night, as it says there in the first verse, those who stand by night in the house of the Lord, is probably considering the duties of the Levites that are given to us in 1 Chronicles. Let me put this on the screen for you. In 1 Chronicles, chapter 9, we read, "Now these, the singers, the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites, were in the chambers of the temple, free from other service, for they were on duty day and night." And so there were they who stood before the Lord by night, and the call was to encourage them to continue to bless the Lord, to acknowledge and to worship and praise the Lord. Verse 2 goes on and says, "Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord." So, and you know, lifting of hands in worship is very biblical. I remember the first time I saw it. I was raised in church, but nobody ever raised their hand or hands. That just wasn't something that happened in the church that I was raised in. It was much more formal. So Sue and I were, you know, in our early 20s, the first time we went to a church where people were raising their hands, and I didn't know what they were doing. You know, it's like all of a sudden these people putting their hands up. It's like, do they want to be called on? Do they need to go to the bathroom? I couldn't figure this thing out, you know. But eventually, you know, came to understand it as this biblical idea of surrender. It's kind of this idea of surrender. Just, I, Lord, I give my life to you. It's also a symbol of welcoming. Lord, I welcome you into my heart, into my life. I welcome the fellowship, the communion, you know, with my Heavenly Father. I open my heart to you. I surrender my life to you. I give it to you, you know, to offer up our lives as a beautiful spiritual sacrifice. It's a very beautiful symbol, but the psalmist encourages those who stand by night in the temple to lift up their hands, to bless the Lord. And then the final cry is a prayer. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made heaven and earth. May the Lord who created all things bless you from Zion.